This podcast is sponsored by Hisense. Go tech and beyond. Hello and welcome to the IFA News Podcast Tech Talk. I'm Harry Benjamin. And just like that, IFA Berlin is over for another year. But what a fantastic and hugely successful event 2023 proved to be. The people, passion and shared dream of a tech-driven future realised once again at IFA Berlin. The halls at IFA where the future is experienced were packed with people from all over the tech industry, sharing ideas and showcasing new opportunities. Two well-received keynotes were given by Honor and Hisense. Honor showed how foldable technology will change the future of mobile devices and beyond that, be used as a fashion accessory. We'll have more on that later in the podcast. Whilst Hisense highlighted the seamless integration of consumer-centric services across all screens in our homes and announced their official partnership with UEFA's Euro 2024 Football Championship. As always, innovation was at the heart of IFA, from the product launches and announcements during the two media days to IFA Next. This innovation hub hosted 350 startups this year, connected them to more than 200 investors, saw pitch battles and a series of talks and panels with topics like how to build a unicorn and how to successfully collaborate with corporate partners. The first IFA Next pitch battle saw 59 startups competing with each other. The winner was French startup Urban Cuisine with their connected indoor vegetable garden. Whilst BlueVent showcased how AI-powered smart food composting has arrived by developing a unit that uses AI to detect the weight of food waste placed inside to reduce the effort needed to manage its disposal efficiently. A huge talking point from IFA 2023 was Home Connect Managing Director and Head of Brand and Partnering, Stephanie Lipps's 10-year vision, introducing how smart home appliances can be controlled via the Home Connect app. From washing machines to coffee makers, the app allows users to seamlessly control their appliances via their smartphone. All that and so much more made IFA Berlin 2023 a roaring success. Celebrating its 100th birthday, IFA 2024 will take place from the 6th to the 10th of September in Berlin, and it's already possible to pre-book exhibition space now. And finally, thank you to all of this year's participants. One of the standouts at this year's IFA Berlin 2023 was Honor CEO George Zhao revealing the brand's ultra-slim flagship foldable smartphone, the Honor Magic V2. After launching its first foldable smartphone, the Honor Magic V, last year, the company has been busy developing an even better, thinner, lighter, and more powerful version. The Magic V2 can be folded out into a book format, weighs just 231 grams, and so is lighter than most traditional smartphone and possesses exceptional battery life. In another exclusive announcement at IFA Berlin 2023, Honor released the brand's other big development, the concept phone Honor V Purse, a new concept that reimagines a foldable smartphone as a wearable purse. Now for our feature interview. This week, Monica Hutching spoke to Leif Lindner, the new CEO of IFA Management.
As you step into your new role as CEO of IFA Management, how do you plan to continue in the legacy of the previous team? What is your vision for the future?
I think this team this year did a great job, and the main topics that will be also important for next year, we touched, but we are not, at the end to present this topic. For example, let's talking about AI. This moment, IFA gave a small outlook what could happen. Fortunately, a lot of our exhibitors also presented that topic in different ways and in different products already. Then we see that the startup area, IFA Next, was the first time that we do it in that intensity. But there are a lot of more to come next year, so this would also be important. Digital health is a topic that we only touched slightly this moment, but it's one of the booming topics for next year, and that leads to the fact that let's see this IFA as a starting point, and we will take most of the topics also for focusing on them in next year.
Looking back on this year's IFA, which moments or statistics particularly resonated with you?
in the opening press conference of the IFA, we already know that we will have over 2,000 different exhibitors. As my colleague mentioned, 70% are residents and 30% is coming new. What I really appreciate is that we sold out this IFA and we have more interest companies from all over the world coming to the IFA next year. So what I really value is the variety after doing, let's say, the first big show after the pandemic, because last year, of course, there was a show, but hearing from the Asian companies, for them, this year is the real number one show. And this was also a good moment for me, see how strong the IFA brand is in the Asian area and how people focusing on the IFA, using it as a marketing opportunity and an opportunity for launch their products.
Mm-hmm. How does 2023's show compare to the previous edition and previous editions in general in terms of attendees, exhibitor engagement and global impact?
Sometimes you try to do a change, try to start a, let's say, you want to introduce a change, mm-hmm. but people maybe not recognize it because it's so hard work let's say, end up with old and come to the new. But I really love to read in German newspapers that they see there's a different shape of the IFA at these times. Mm-hmm. So that leads to the fact that people see that things are changing. We are only at the beginning, so it's not the fact that IFA will continue like that. There had to be a transition to a new, modern, more agile show that is clearly also getting the interest of the Generation Z. So we want to change our image to be more innovative, more entertaining, but keeping also in mind our heritage. Being 100 years old, not many shows over the world can say that. You will see next year, 100 years edition will combine old and new in a new, absolute fascinating way.
Next year, as you mentioned, will be IFA's 100th birthday. Can you share a glimpse of what attendees can expect?
Of course I can. The focus will be of entertaining the whole city. That brings IFA into everybody's mind. Will we be back with a lot of entertaining and interest innovative concepts. One will be that we will come back to the Summer Garden to do concerts over there. Second, we will do a lot of, let's call it, site and satellite events in the city, that when you visit Berlin in that time frame, means beginning of September until middle of September, it will be not possible to access Berlin without getting in touch with the IFA.
Were there specific tech trends or innovations from the 2023 show that you believe will shape the industry's direction in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that everybody is talking about AI and ChatGPT and so on. Therefore, it's a little bit maybe boring to also say that, but that's a fact. The question is how AI is used in consumer electronic and home appliance products to make the consumer life easier. And I saw fantastic ideas of even traditional suppliers, how to integrate AI into their products and make the life onto consumers easier. It's important even for the industry that we embrace the technology and not, let's say, waiting and doubting. The releases, especially in the home appliance industry, shows what is possible and will be possible. We are only at the beginning. Next year, we will give a far more better overview what AI will bring, how AI will make our electronic life easier and more convenient in the future.
How do you plan to foster engagement with the global tech community as we gear up for the 2024 edition?
So for us, it will be important to communicate via IFA far more often and frequently. In this moment, to be a little bit self-critical, we are start to communicate via IFA, of course, in front of the Messe. We have some events like press conferences, of course, that explain what IFA is all about. But in the future, we will definitely use our channels more frequently, monthly, weekly base. Important is not only using them with the right content. Mm. And we are working on that very hard to be more relevant and inform them. In addition, we use and we continue to use such events like Startup Night here in Berlin. We also look for other corporations that make sense for us. And we are looking also for some other shows to cooperate and communicate with them using their audience as well to explain to them why it's also reasonable to join IFA.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. We can't wait for IFA next year.
Yeah, thank you as well.
Great to hear from Leif Lindner, the new CEO of IFA. And now for some more news to come out from IFA Berlin 2023. Ecovax, the robotics experts, showcased three products for window cleaning, lawn mowing, and floor cleaning. The Ecovac Goat G1, a revolutionary robotic mower, was on display alongside the WinBot W1 Pro robot, which takes away the time-consuming and exhausting task of window cleaning. But on display too was the D-Bot X2 Omni, a new square-shaped version of the successful robotic floor cleaner. Nivona turned heads by unveiling their latest technology at IFA 2023 with two truly innovative products, the 8000 series, a fully automatic coffee machine, and the Cube 4, a compact coffee maker. At the heart of the new automatic machines is the firm's advanced Romantica Plus brewing unit, a technology that allows coffee drinkers to enjoy unparalleled efficiency and extraction while experiencing optimal flavor. Their latest brewing unit also ensures greater cleanliness inside the appliance. And that just about does it for this edition of IFA's news podcast, Tech Talk. Thanks for joining us. I've been Harry Benjamin. To stay up to date with all the very latest tech news from IFA, head to the IFA Content Hub, ifa-berlin.com/content-hub. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to this podcast. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Goodbye. This podcast is sponsored by Hisense. Go tech and beyond.